Which, if he's let go, there'll be a lot of suitors knocking on his door for that as well.
Here's an interception for good measure. It's picked off by Bullock. And Rodgers is in his way, trying to make the tackle. Can't, and it's a touchdown, Texans.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Icing on the cake for the Texans last night, a late pick six. They end up beating the Steelers 30-6. Largest home playoff loss for the Steelers in decades, if ever, maybe. And they are done. Is Aaron Rodgers done? Could Mike Tomlin be done? We'll get into all of that in just a moment with my good friend Mark Cabali, Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show, Steelers insider for the last quarter century. I'm making him sound old. He isn't. Don't worry. Just reshuffling the deck real quick here. We will get in-depth college football talk with Brooks Austin of the Film Guy Network coming up now at around 10:40 this morning here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports inside the Westwood One Sports app. And we'll reshuffle things to make sure we get into absolutely everything you need to talk about this morning here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos this morning. He is the co-host with, well, me, of Cabali and Mack, which talks all things Pittsburgh sports, especially the Steelers. And as I mentioned, a Steelers insider for the last 25 years, Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show, Mark Cabali joins me now. Kaboom. It's only been about 7 hours since we last spoke to each other. So I'm sure you're very excited to get up and talk to me after being up late, breaking down what happened with the Steelers last night. But let's start there. What the hell happened last night?
Pretty much the same stuff that we've seen over the past 6 or 7 years in the playoffs. They just didn't live up to their capabilities. I mean, especially yesterday or last night, it got away from them pretty quickly, especially offensively, and they had their opportunities early in this game to really make a dent in it and have an opportunity to win the game. And a lot of the stuff that they've had issues with throughout the whole season just come flooding back all at once. And I mean, you saw it with being able to stop the run with Woody Marsh. You saw it with allowing some breakdowns in the secondary. You saw it with not being able to run the ball. Rodgers getting pressured. It was just like, it was almost felt like to me that they patched things up with Band-Aids all throughout the season. And, you know, they got into the shower and took a shower and all those Band-Aids fell off and every wound was exposed. And it was a little bit uglier than it probably should have been with those 14 or 21 points or 20 points in the last 10 or 11 minutes. But make no mistake about it, they were just outmatched.
I now have a disturbing visual of Arthur Smith in the shower. Thank you for ruining my morning. I appreciate that. 0-for-6 on third downs in the first half. Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about Rodgers and Tomlin over the next few days and weeks when we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. But what do you think the future holds for Arthur Smith, who we've already heard has interest from at least the Titans for a possible head coaching position?
Yeah, I don't think anything happens. I mean, after seeing what happened Monday night, I don't think he's number one on many people's list of a head coaching job here. If you're putting up 130 total yards or whatever it was, I just don't think that's a possibility. I think he comes back. He has 1 year left on his contract, and we know how the Steelers historically have let guys play out their contract. I mean, the only one they didn't was with Matt Canada, but they waited till November of the final year of his deal to let him go. So I don't think anything happens there. I think it's status quo from him. Comes back and they just try to improve on which was at times a difficult year with not a ton of weapons, and the weapons that they did have, for some odd reason, they decided not to use them. So I don't think anything happens. I mean, it sounds like the Pittsburgh Steelers that we all know and love. Status quo, move forward, and just try to get better.
So, and I know we just talked about this at like 1 a.m. last night, you and I on our show, but I have to go back to this. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So do you truly expect that, given all other options, the Steelers will attempt to lure Aaron Rodgers back for another season and attempt to run it back another year with Tomlin and Rodgers?
I probably would, because, you know, 12 hours ago, I think you asked pretty much anybody associated of being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, they would all have said, yes, we want Rodgers back. It's how important he's been to this organization this year. Not only the way he's played, he showed that he still has some left in the tank. But not only that, I think he reintroduced a culture that was been missing to this team over the past half a decade of how to win, or how to at least comport yourself during a season to have a opportunity to win. So I think, I mean, with what you have on your roster, and you have Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, Skylar Thompson, what there's potentially have in the draft, which is nobody is going to be a plug-and-play player at 21 or wherever they're picking, and the free agency market not very rich with talent, you know what? Your best bet probably is having Aaron Rodgers come back for one more season, but a lot of things would have to happen, like we've talked about before. I mean, a lot of things. If you're Aaron Rodgers, you want to make sure, first of all, Mike Tomlin comes back, because he defends Mike Tomlin more than you do, Mac. Rodgers, any chance he gets. So he loves him. He loves Arthur Smith. But I would want to make sure, what's the plan, too? Hey, I need some help here on offense a little bit. Are you going to get me a receiver, too? Are you going to get me something else to be able to help me push this offense forward? If all those things end up working out, yes, I think he'll come back. If not, hey, I do find it interesting that every time he's been asked a question of if he wants to return to the Steelers, he hasn't really pushed back on the opportunity of playing somewhere else, which just seems like strange to me. But he did it again last night.
Yeah, I'm curious, though. Mark Abali, Steelers insider, is with us here on You Better You Bet. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos. I find it curious how Aaron Rodgers' decision affects what Mike Tomlin may or may not want to do, because I just wouldn't, if I were Mike Tomlin, I would not have the stomach for another year of quarterback roulette. Do you think he does?
Honestly, he hasn't had to deal with a quarterback roulette for, 15 of his 19 years or 18 years. This is just a recent development since 2001 that they've been running through quarterbacks like people, you know, run through underwear at times. So
if you're only changing your underwear once a year, Mark, then we need to have a side conversation later.
Hey, you don't worry about my underwear. I don't think it bothers him. I don't think it matters to him. I think he uses it as a challenge. And maybe Mason Rudolph does give him a better chance. Maybe there is somebody out there. Maybe the old con artist has something up his sleeve that can bring in a quarterback. I don't know if I want a guy like Kyler Murray or anybody to that matter. You might as well just keep with what you have right there. But you still got a pretty good semblance of a defense, which I think is pretty much a sure bet that Terrell Austin won't be back there, D.C. Bring in somebody else there who's had more success than Terrell Austin. I mean, Terrell Austin failed in, Cincinnati and Detroit, I believe. Didn't do much better here. Nicest guy in the world, but nicest guys in the world don't win you games and doesn't have $160 million defenses that you turn into giving up 400 yards to C.J. Stroud and Woody Marks and Christian Kirk. So I think there will be some changes like that, but I don't think he cares about going playing the year, as you say, at the quarterback roulette. I think he's arrogant enough to think that whoever he puts out there, they can win. even though they haven't.
Has he convinced everyone else in the organization, and I mean by everyone else, up to and including the owner, Art Rooney II, that he still has the answers to the test? Because this is 9 years without a playoff win, 7 consecutive playoff losses. It ties Marvin Lewis for the longest such streak. Do the people who matter in the Steelers organization, which really is just one person above Mike Tomlin, the owner, Art Rooney, does Rooney believe that Tomlin still has the answers to the questions? And will he get an extension on his deal in March, or do they let him hang out to dry as a lame duck?
You know, if you really want to move on from Mike Tomlin without making it look like you got rid of him, I mean, you got an easy out. Just say, hey, we're not picking up that option. Is now in your court, Mike. Do you want to come back as the so-called lame duck coach for next year, or do you want to walk away thinking that you've at least earned an opportunity to have an extension and not play on a final year if you want to play hardball? But I don't think you can give him an extension at this point. It just looks bad in the court of public opinion here. A team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2016 season, and now you're just giving your head coach an extension just for what? So, I mean, if Art really wants to move on from him without moving on from him, you go there. You go down that route, and maybe that does the job. But other than that, I don't see that Art Rooney wants to be a part of removing Mike Tomlin from his position. Maybe, you know, next year and the contract runs out and the mutual decision there might be something that is more plausible. But for him to come in and saying, okay, Mike, we need to have our end of the year talk. Hey, by the way, we don't need you anymore. We don't want you anymore. I just don't see that happening.
Mark, go get some sleep. It was a long night, and we'll definitely keep an eye out for what's going to happen next in Pittsburgh. We appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, I was napping until you just woke me up, so.
Well, thanks for waking up for just a couple minutes. We appreciate it. Mark Cabali, Steelers insider, Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show, my good friend who also co-hosts the Cabali and Mac Show with me here in Pittsburgh. And we were up late with a post-game perspective on this thing. And I think that's what Mark just said there as he dismounted, which is the Steelers organization has a way to make it untenable for a coach of Mike Tomlin's tenure and stature to want to stick around. And they don't have to, quote unquote, fire Mike Tomlin. They can just come to a mutual agreement where Mike Tomlin doesn't want to coach as a lame duck. The Steelers don't want to give him an extension, and it leads to him walking away. We'll see how it plays out over the next few days, weeks, and months. We'll talk to Frank Schwab about what he would do if he were in charge in Pittsburgh from Yahoo Sports, and also look ahead to the divisional round with the Schwab at the top of the hour. Brooks Austin going to join us a little bit more than an hour from now as well to talk college ball. But coming up next, can the Houston Texans use that bully ball formula and beat up the Patriots in Foxborough the way they beat up the Steelers in Pittsburgh last night? Chris Mack in for Nick Costos on You Better You Bet right here on Westwood One Sports. That's next.